everyone. This podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
You are now listening to Choose Your Own Misadventure on Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. Welcome, Wasteland Wanderers, to another Atomic Adventure Hour, starring Jane Addams as the daring duo of digits designed for destruction, Lefty and Righty, David Bell as the maniacal mischief maker made of man and machine, Vern and Ryan Lombardi, Katie Golden as the big-time canine entwined with an auteur's mind, Werner Herzog, and Katie Willett as the agile atomic anomaly with amazing abilities, Bambi, hosted by Christian Ramirez.
All right. So you guys make it successfully back. Power has been restored to the chimp home base. And the next thing that happens is the ghoul who has been talking to you. We'll just call him Jones.
Ghoul Jones.
Yep, Ghoul Jones.
Ghoulsmosis Jones.
Nice.
But he informs you that, he lets you know that it was successful. He tells you he is so shocked at what Quill has told him about what happened. I mean, according to Quill, basically all that happened was the distraction started working. The dog's distraction started working. She walked into the facility with Bambi, and then she walked out, and she didn't see that there were two dogs at the end of all of it. But, so they're all very happy with the job that you guys have done.
I give them the thumbs up.
Nice.
And the next thing that they ask you to do is they're trying to recruit allies to kind of help them out, and people that would be understanding of the kind of, they just want to live in, like I said, they want to live independently.
Yeah.
So they want other people that are sympathetic to their plight. So they tell you about a village in, it is a village in Ethiopia, which is not far from Tanzania.
Yeah. Okay.
So they want you to go to the walled city of Harar, H-A-R-A-R, Harar, in Ethiopia, because they have heard that there are people who are basically a bunch of people that are a bunch of rangers, like Beastmaster kind of people.
Ooh.
That have been working with animals for hundreds of years. So that is the next place they would like you to go to see if there's anything you can do to get them on their side.
Okay.
So we have to charm these people.
Yes.
Yeah, which your overt's really gonna
fuck this whole thing
for us, isn't it?
If Werner Herzog is the one that's doing
Oh my
talking.
God, yes.
I heard yes. you liked animals.
You love a dog.
I
don't
too
you?
Like animals, as I am one of them. I am an animal named a dog.
So you're gonna take the train that we mentioned.
The high
before.
Speed rail.
The high speed Ooh. Rail.
Dogs on a train.
Yeah.
While we're on this trip, the hands are going to tell everybody how excited they are about Ethiopian cuisine because it's predominantly eaten with your hands.
Oh.
I didn't even consider that.
The hands are thrilled.
So, like, how are the hands planning on... So, do they eat...
I think the hands are just feeding us, right?
Because right,
the hands
enjoy
have no mouth.
Being useful.
Yes.
I see. All right. I'm sorry. I don't want to be like, too picky about this, but just like, how do the hands derive, like, how do the hands get energy? Are they like solar powered? Like, do they absorb radiation?
They might be absorbing radiation
okay.
from Bambi. Because I'm just putting it out left
okay.
and right.
Okay. I mean, I'm really not trying to like critique it. I'm just like trying to understand.
Yeah, they have
Live
like a wireless
world.
Charging
okay.
mechanism.
No, see, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
They could probably also have just solar panels. Like, they have many options.
Yeah.
Like, you can plug
the
like a USB
probably,
in there
yeah.
as
right,
well.
Right, they're totally plugged in. They can, I'm sure, like when it's like they're both wind powered and also like solar powered. So like,
yeah.
And if you get near water, there's like a little paddle boat thing that comes out the back that lets the river power them.
Yeah, these are very efficient hands.
All right, so you guys, as you are approaching the city, you see it is a huge. There's a huge wall between the city and the surrounding kind of arid plains around it. And when you make it into the city, you see the local people all walking around, almost all of them, walking around with giant hyenas.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
I am tense. I'm very tense.
But the hyenas they're not aggressive at all. They appear to be basically like playing with them like dogs would.
I am cautiously optimistic.
You ready to sniff some butts, Werner?
I am very ready to sniff butt if sniffing of the butt is something that these hyenas will allow.
I mean, the hyenas are cool with you sniffing butts.
And I am sniffing every single butt that I'm coming in contact with. It's a plethora of butts unfolding before me like the yawning universe of butts.
Plethora of butts.
Mm-hmm. All right. Where would you guys? I'm gonna assume you guys want to go to like the town hall or wherever it is that.
The main center of town, yeah. Wherever the most people are that would listen to us.
Okay. Go ahead and all of you just roll for perception.
8.
15.
13.
14.
Okay.
The dog's got the best fucking perception.
It's funny because my perception is only 1.
Oh, wait, that's not bad.
Oh, well, then in that case, mine's 11. Something.
Oh, okay. There you go.
A little 16. Bit well, mine is 16, you know.
So, I'd say Werner Herr's dog picks up on the smell
of many butt.
Of many butts and feet.
Here's the thing that happens is that the butts of hyenas and dogs can communicate many and much information, and so it forms this sort of emergent intelligence of information that I'm gaining from all the butts that I am sniffing.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand everything about this town that can be communicated via butt.
Okay. So you're, I guess, smelling that... You lock onto the scent of the people with the highest quality food, and you follow that because you kind of figure that they're going to be the ones in charge.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've actually
you did that. You worked that out well. Logically, that was a bit of a stretch, but you did it.
Werner Herr's dog makes others do the work for him, just like real dogs.
But so it takes you guys make your way to the town hall. Once you enter the town hall, there is basically you see a council meeting going on right as you guys enter.
Oh, perfect.
There's a bunch of people, all of these people that have very like elaborate kind of cloaks and stuff like that made out of various animal hides. And it's very cool, like post-apocalyptic ranger is what they kind of look like from D&D, like a ranger.
Okay. Yeah.
And they all have very large, each of them has a giant hyena that they have decorated similarly to the way that they're dressed. They give them like war paint, basically.
Werner Herzog is becoming jealous that these hyenas have decorations, and he wonders why his companions have not decorated him or Werner Herzog.
Well, you got that brain on your head. We thought that was pretty
You
rad.
Could maybe put some drawings on there as well using Sharpie magic marker, maybe put some stickers on there. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Ooh, okay.
Can I draw some shit on there?
Can I just put shimmery radioactive handprints on Werner Herzog?
As long as they look like little turkeys, yes.
Okay, I'll draw little beaks on them and
little hand
legs.
Turkeys They'll made out of radioactivity.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have markers in your backpack?
Can I roll to see if I have markers?
Sure, go ahead and roll to see what you've got in your backpack.
Backpack is just filled with weed and condoms.
So it's
It's filled with like dirt and leaves and little sticks.
If you can like mix water, you can put your hands in the mud and then also make handprints.
Maybe We're the town center will have magic markers.
Maybe.
It's a possibility.
Okay.
All right.
New mission, decorate for Nerd's Talk.
Pause on the actual mission for a second. Let's go get some magic markers.
So the town clerk comes to greet you. He says, hello. There's currently a council meeting going on right now. So if there's any questions you have, you can address them to me.
Do you have magic markers? Okay. Maybe stickers?
We need magic markers.
I don't have any, but I know that there's a store that has school supplies.
Maybe those little on the other star side of the stickers square. That are glittery, but they have very little adhesive, so sometimes they fall off.
Mm-hmm.
That is perfect.
There's also Michaels and a post-apocalyptic Michaels.
Those little fuzzy pom-poms that you could stick on there.
Googly like, eyes.
Googly eyes and glitter. Yes.
Puff paints.
After we are done with our business here, let us go to Michaels and get decorations from you on a house dog.
Who's got the... I'm trying to think who has the best, like... It's not you.
No.
Who's the most suave of all of us? Who's got persuasion? That's you.
All right, I gotta say...
Vern.
Ryan Lombardi, one of his perks is he's attractive.
Okay, but, like, we're not trying to fuck these people. All right. We're trying to get them to...
I mean, I have zero persuasion, but I have 5... Influence.
I mean, I'd let you use influence if you want.
Yeah, so probably the dog is our best. Werner is our best bet. To just say why we're here.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you guys what you want to try to explain to.
Someone's going to have to tell me what we're here for, though, because my memory is very short and prone to getting distracted by hyena butts.
So, Werner, we're here to convince this group of people, these rangers, that the chimps that we befriended need their help and that they will connect with them for their cause. It's essentially.
Okay.
It,
yeah? So now I communicate with my big, droopity, doggy eyes and telepathically, and everyone gets a mild migraine.
We are here on behalf of these small, furry bipeds that require aid, and I am a very good boy. Listen to me, I am the best boy. I have... Look at my rump, it is very furry. Please pet it. Please pet it. These small... Furry, they smell very strange, but I like them. These little bipeds, they need your assistance for something. I'm not really certain what it is, but please pet me and love me.
Okay, so go ahead and roll.
I got 15.
Okay.
20. And I also go, by the way, they're not actually small chimps. They're very big chimps, but all animals are huge here.
Yeah. Okay, this clerk rolled a 2, so they're not trying to resist at all. Mm-hmm. They
do those little Barbie. Yes.
They tell you that as soon as the council meeting is over, that you can have an audience with the mayor of the town, the local leader.
Does the mayor have stickers?
No.
So how long until the meeting's over? Do we have time to go to Michael's?
You have time to go to
Michael's. Yeah, let's go to Michael's!
How would you like Werner Herzog to be decorated?
I mean, I don't have hands, so this is going to be up to you.
I can help you.
Yeah, I see some like tempera paint, like handprints, and then also like the glittery, glittery handprints.
Yeah, glitter paint, I think, is
okay,
the way to go.
So yeah. I'm going to start writing in perks, the kinds of, so like glitter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should do a matching situation, and I will give myself a matching manicure with the glitter.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
Yeah. We can also give all each other manicures.
Yeah. It'll just be get super some fun.
The hands are super excited.
Can
about
we
this.
Give? Can we give Vern flame marks? What are those? You know, like
flames on the side of the
flame paint.
Robot.
Flame paint, yeah.
I
but only
racing
if it's
straps,
glitter.
Maybe.
I bought one of those kits where you make like a really like jangly necklace.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm wearing a necklace that has like dried macaroni and also like beads
mm-hmm.
and some dangly stuff.
Nice.
around my neck that I'm really very much into.
I got one of those cheap bandanas, but I'm also, I have a bunch of stuff on my neck because I have like a collar made out of razor blades.
Yes.
I want to clear something up. That's not, you know, an aggressive thing. That's to avoid like coyote attacks. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that I've had maybe help to get this bandana very glittery and like with little smiley face
paint
stickers and puff paint, but like you put it over the collar made out of razor blades, so the razors are like sticking through it and kind of ripping it up a little bit, but you know, I feel good about it. I feel really good.
We also painted you nails. We painted the toenails of the puppy.
My toenails are painted passion pink, and I feel equally passionate.
So yeah, we just had a good time. Spent some coin at Michael's.
You guys can afford it. It's not expensive.
Do something fun. We just killed that last mission. Let's do some crafts.
I'm covered in glitter.
We all walk out looking like some kind of glam rock band.
Yes. Like the cosmos, I shine. I shine like the cosmos.
The hands are also gonna like treat themselves and get some like some of that goo stuff that you can get at craft stores just to smoosh.
I get a bunch of basket weaving stuff and I'm like, I'm gonna get into basket weaving.
Okay.
I've been telling myself that I'm gonna do it.
But you don't actually do. You just for the rest of the game are carrying around a Michael's bag full of basket weaving supplies.
Probably, yeah. No, I'm going to get into it. I'm going to get in the basket weaving.
Have you guys ever done basket weaving? I've done it. It's actually really fun.
I imagine. Yeah, it's probably very calming.
Depending on the materials, it can be a little rough on the hands, but it's like, it's really fun.
That's why doing it underwater is the best.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wait, what? Underwater basket weaving?
Where did underwater basket weaving come from? It was like a thing.
It was a thing.
It's a joke.
It was a joke in like high school, middle school.
I mean, it's like one of those jokes that people make.
Yeah, it's kind of a conservative joke about like college classes.
Yeah,
right, like these classes are so useless. It's like underwater basket weaving.
There we go.
Roasted.
Ooh.
It's an idiom referring to referring in a negative way to supposedly useless or absurd college or university classes.
That it was in when I did short form improv. It was the thing in Five Things a lot. Underwater basket weaving. It was the activity.
Okay. All right, so you guys return.
Fun fact, now everyone knows I did short form improv in high school and college.
Oh, okay. So you guys return to the office of the local leader, and he welcomes you. His hyena and he personally aren't as fancifully adorned as everybody else. He's very practical in everything.
Oh no, we are overdressed.
Yeah, we come back spangly.
Now I feel slightly uncomfortable because we are covered with glitter. I thought we would be in a social situation where this sort of fancy dress would be appropriate, but it's not.
You know, it's always nice to dress up. Yeah, better to be overdressed than underdressed.
Yeah.
Dress for the job you want, and mine is Glitter King Dog.
Okay, so yeah, when he sees you guys, he smiles at you.
He's like, oh shit.
He smiles at you and says, thank you for embracing the local custom. The phrase, when in Rome, applies here.
Very nice. Mm. Also, I just want to say at Michael's, I bought a bag of Sour Patch Kids that I give to him as a, like, hi, thank you for entertaining our cause.
He very much, let me see. Yeah, he likes the gift.
Yay!
Very, very good gift.
Everybody loves Sour Patch Kids.
Those tense.
I know. Like, what if it was like so offensive, and then we immediately get just shot on sight?
My parents were killed by Sour Patch Kids.
Those little evil guys in the commercials. Yeah.
I was about to say, I extend my hand to shake his hand. I extend my me to shake his hand, but since we've been at Michael's, my hands are just covered in glitter. So I've given him craft herpes.
Oh, shit. We're all
you've been like, you've just gone like this.
He notices that your hands are covered in glitter and decides to give you a fist bump instead.
That's good. Or you just wave and just glitter flies everywhere.
I mean, that could be an effective distraction sometime.
It could be.
We do have extra.
We should go back to the Michaels and get a bunch of glitter just to put in the dog's backpack, and then we'll have glitter to just throw it.
Perfect. I think that is a good distraction.
I feel like... So, like, I need, like, a contents of backpack.
Werner Herzog could just shake and poof a bunch of glitter out.
Isn't it? That's true.
Well, right. So far in your backpack, it's leaves and dirt.
Leaves and dirt.
And sticks.
We can
take that out.
You can take that out if you want. Yeah, it's not a skin off one of Herzog's back.
All right. So he addresses you and says, I understand that you're coming here from Tanzania. You know, the chimps in Gombe National Park were just a rumor that the locals think that it's just a rumor, but I know that scouts and other parties that we've sent out in that direction have come into contact with the chimps before, but we didn't know that they had an entire village to speak of. So we want to help you.
Yay!
But
oh no,
there's one thing, there's something that you need to do for us to show us that you're on our side and that we can trust you. And the way that we...
Is it to shake? I know how to shake.
the way that we earn each other's trust and the way that we accept somebody into the society is that they have to go on a hunt.
Okay.
They have to...
Sticks!
Go on a successful hunt. And for us to form an alliance with the chimps, we're going to need you to hunt... a beast that has been a thorn in our side for a long time.
What type of beast?
Is it the strange plastic beast with a hose that makes a big whooshing sound? I hate it very much.
Do you chomp, chomp, chomp at it?
I dart at it in an attempt to intimidate it, but it is completely unflappable. It continues its whooshing noises, and it is very scary.
He says it's even more terrifying than that.
Oh, no.
And we will be sending one of our best rangers with you.
Rad.
To try to slay this beast that a lot of people have failed before.
What? Can you tell us more about this beast? So that I might search my database for information about this beast?
They tell you that there's a lot of rumors about it, but... Nobody has actually come back having killed it, so they don't know exactly what it is. They know that it's gigantic. They know that it's the size of an elephant. They know that it has tusks.
A normal elephant or a post-radiation elephant?
What they understand, the elephants before radiation.
Okay.
So this is for your reference, an elephant.
Okay.
And it has tusks.
Yes.
So an elephant. It's an elephant.
Yeah, it's got tusks, and because they know people have been attacked by it, they've been kicked by it, they've been trampled by it, but nobody's ever gotten a good look at it before they came back.
Okay.
So they're sending you into it's basically a marsh area. And between there's one town where you guys can stop. Where they also need you to stop and pick up. They need you to pick up an old weapon that was in that town before it got overrun by ghouls.
Okay. I feel like we can do these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just stay focused, guys. Stay focused.
We got this.
All right. So they send you to town first. The ranger that they send with you, I don't have a name for him yet. I will say the ranger's name is, I'll call him Abs. There you go, Aaron Bursar.
Yay!
The ranger's name is Abs, and he obviously has his giant hyena as well with him.
Does the giant hyena have a name? The
giant hyena's name is going to be Cookie.
Oh, my duck's name Cookie.
I was going to say Theodosia, but, you know, whatever.
Theodosia's good, too. I like that. But
perhaps if you acquire a hyena.
Yeah.
I will name her Theodosia.
Cookie is a hyena. Well, I mean, the matriarchs are always the biggest ones of the groups of hyenas.
Cookie.
She's a very good hyena. Okay.
Hey, he got it. Aaron Burr got it. You're welcome.
All right, so Abs and Cookie take you to this old village that used to be an Allied settlement. And from the outskirts...
That's Cookie. Sorry, guys. We're showing a picture of the dog. Look at your Cookie, baby.
Oh, Cookie.
He's a Cookie, baby. We love a Cookie.
It's very cute. So that, but giant.
I love you. I love you, Cookie boy. He's a Cookie.
He's a Cookie. He's a Cookie.
So, yeah. They take you to this outskirts of an old village. You can see it's mostly just old clay buildings. And you see some ghouls walking around the perimeters of it, going in between buildings. Go ahead and roll a perception.
You said perception?
Yeah.
So the hands rolled a 20, and I'm gonna say that this is because the hands are completely unnerved by not being able to search Wikipedia for information about whatever this beast is. So they are on high alert.
I gotta keep moving.
Also, I think the hands have a secret wish to like become a famous Wikipedia contributor. So if they can add an article about whatever this thing is, they will be thrilled.
Yes. Ooh. Ooh, so you're keeping like high alert on everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just every detail.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited for the hands.
Thank you. I might do one of these motions at anything new we see. Podcast people, I just did the hand motion for taking a picture with a camera.
Nice. And I imagine the sound that happens is the sound from Pokemon Snap.
Mm, exactly. Yeah. It's going to be the best Wikipedia article ever.
I rolled a 6, but since his perception is a 9.
Okay. You rolled a 20 for perception. Yes. So hands sees that the ghouls in general, they're in ones and twos just walking between buildings. You count a total of about 25 that you see completely. That includes, there's a few clustered in the building where the old like supermarket used to be. There's one or two just in the old like town hall area. And then there's one in the building where Abs has told you where the spear is that you guys are looking for. So, and then the rest are just spread out through town. So how would you guys like to approach this? Because you're here for the spear. I mean, if you can get rid of ghouls, Abs tells you that they're always looking to get rid of ghouls because they're feral. They're always attacking random people anyways. But
like raccoons.
If you don't want to fight them, then that's not what you're here for in the first place.
Okay. Do I know anything about ghouls and their, like, is there something I could say, like an ice cream truck noise to ghouls, like everybody come this way?
Yes, I will say that you are able, go ahead and roll for your investigation to see what you know about the ghouls. You can use logic or whichever one of those, the intelligence ones.
Perception is a 3, but the rest of those are a 0. Because
okay.
The hands are not particularly smart.
So what you know about the ghouls is that, just like the ghouls in the United States, they're people, they used to be people that were affected by the radiation to the point where it basically makes them immortal, as in they don't die from age, but they're very susceptible to any kind of physical attack, except for anything involving radiation. So you can't use radiation to harm them. But other than that, they're like withery humans.
Okay. So what I was going to try to do was project a loud noise that would convince them all to follow the hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's going to be an ice cream truck song.
That's perfect. I think that is great.
I assume the hands can do it with my perception check. Did I see that they were armed?
Ghouls are not armed. They're just claws and they're like zombies, basically.
Okay, so I'm going to fly over them
mm-hmm.
and project an ice cream truck song.
Okay.
And try to get them all to follow. Like, I'm going to do some laps around town until I feel like they're all, like, I've caught their attention, and then my friends can just go pick up the spear.
All right. Are you guys gonna try to work out a plan for any of this?
Yeah. So the distraction happens, and we just gotta go get a spear.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
a spear is very much like a stick.
It is like a stick.
It is very much the same sort of physical appearance.
You go get a stick.
I'm very excited.
You will go get a stick.
I want to go get a stick.
You will go get a stick.
Yes, I have already said that I want to go get the stick. Yes.
So, I'm just guessing once all the ghouls around the corner distracted by Jane, or by hands, we can just tell the dog to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I roll to see if I...
If you go get it?
We're
going
to roll for Jane first to see how good the distraction goes. Okay. But yes, we can do that.
Did you find one to play? Because I was looking for what I would do. The problem is I can't, like, audition any of them without making noise.
Yeah.
There's some weird shit. Yeah.
Seven. Oh, wait. What was I adding to that?
You can roll. I don't know. Do you have influence or anything like that? In the...
No, I don't.
You okay? Then it's a seven. Let me see what. I rolled one. No.
Hey!
I'm imagining them all looking up and these hands just like slowly like. Circling them with this music coming out of its speakers.
The ghouls are completely unable to resist the charm of your song.
Ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
Ice cream.
So they begin following the sound of the hands, but at a safe distance because they're slow. So.
I'm gonna get a drumstick. I'm gonna get a SpongeBob pop.
So, Werner Herzog, it is to you.
Mm. You go get it?
I think Cookie
you
will
go get it?
Okay, Cookie and Werner Herzog are competing to see who can
get the stick first.
Roll an eight.
All right, Cookie is more silent than you, but the ghouls are very distracted.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hard challenge because you guys make it to the house and you see that there is one ghoul still in there, still in the house where the spear is. Let me see if they notice you. They don't beat either of you. So you can attack it if you want, or you can leave it alone and try to sneak around it. Cookie is following your lead at this point.
That's a mistake. I mean, Werner Herzog is very excited.
Okay. Who
is this? Is this some sort of new friend? This is a new friend for us to play with, or maybe it is someone I should be wary of. So my tail is wagging, but I am growling very softly, but my tail is also wagging. I am a sort of a cognitive dissonance over this new presence. So
you guys have advantage to do whatever you want to do first to make whatever action.
I'm not gonna attack. Is the stick within your view?
Yes.
The stick is paramount.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
The stick is paramount.
Cautiously approaching the stick, and then now that
the stick is like the stick, the spear is above, is basically on a mantle above a fireplace, and the ghoul is looking out the window at
Okay.
To the ice cream
we're going
on.
Directly to the stick. The stick is our most valued possession at this point, and it is now the thing where the two dogs get the same stick. You know, they get up there on the mantle, and they're both trying to hold on to the stick, and they're sort of wrestling over who gets the most control over the stick.
Let me see if the ghoul hears you wrestle. The ghoul heard you wrestling. Okay.
It's just a lot of like.
So it turns around. You guys can attack. I will say go. I'll go ahead and roll for initiative to see what. If it's. Let's see.
13.
So you're first. Okay. What would you like to do?
So what's the ghoul doing?
The ghoul is going to attack you guys.
Okay.
He's.
Yeah. Werner Herzog is very friendly, but it is not afraid to take the gloves off. But I don't wear dog's gloves. I'm a dog. I'm a good boy.
All right. So, I guess like there's sleep. Maybe I'll try to do that one.
And I will say that you can use the spear if you want to, since you're holding it.
I mean, don't know how a dog is gonna sort of just like maybe do this kind of motion. I don't see the throwing action is very good, but maybe first thing we're gonna try to do is sleep, which is that's like influence, right?
Yeah. That one will be at disadvantage because it's already like mad trying to attack you.
So. Oh, sleep is a disadvantage.
You can try.
Yeah, we're still gonna try that.
Yeah.
All right. So, 12.
Okay. You successfully slow it down. It's like confused. It looks like it wants to go to sleep.
What I'm doing is I'm explaining in a very, very slow voice about something like. About the igneous rock that you can find in the volcano, and this is a real documentary that I have once watched where Werner Herzog was describing the volcano in a very slow voice, and I fell asleep as he was describing the magma flowing from the volcano like some sort of maternal figure giving birth to these great igneous rocks.
All right, the ghoul is going to use his turn to try to shake your illusion. No. Does not work.
Nice.
Now it's Cookie's turn. So she leaps at the ghoul, and let me just double check.
This is very on brand for my dog Cookie, too.
Oh, and it's plus five to hit.
She's so more of a bite first, ask questions later sort of dog.
Well, she's a very little dog, so.
She's very little, but if she were big, it'd be a problem.
Mm-hmm. okay, so she jumps and attacks. She leaps into the air and immediately grabs onto its neck and just kind of shakes it onto the ground. It's almost dead. She almost decapitates it. It's still just kind of moving around, but it's not doing too good right now.
But while Cookie's distracted with the zombie thing, now I have the stick.
You do have the
stick. It's my stick now. I'm going to start running with the stick. It's my stick now.
Okay. Cookie disengages and chases after you. Because you have taken the stick.
It is my stick.
All right. So it's very successful grabbing that spear. The Abs lets you know that the spear was crafted specifically for hunting. So it has just so you know, so all of you know, if any of you want to use it, it has advantage on any time that you're going to be fighting an animal.
Ooh. Oh.
So.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, has advantage, deals a little bit more damage, so.
Sweet!
All right, so Abs and Cookie take you through this, the grassland area. You see a lot of the animals that you would assume are in the plains in Africa. See a lot of zebra, a lot of herbivores.
Giraffe.
Yeah. So yeah, some giraffe, some buffalo. Some wildebeest, antelopes, stuff like that.
About dick dicks?
Yes.
Dick dicks.
What's the one that sounds like Maybach? Springbok?
Springbok.
Springbok. Yeah.
Dick dicks.
Meerkats.
Right? Yeah. So as you go through this plane, that's what you're kind of seeing. Once you get to the swamp, there's nothing around. The sound of birds and everything has gone away. You just kind of hear
the panting of Werner Herzog permeates in the silence.
Yeah, and and it's like there's hot springs and stuff in the swamp because it's volcanic activity in the area. So there's steam rising up, and you feel very unsettled with this area. Abs is explaining to you that this is the area that the beast is in.
Mm-hmm. Can I use my scent?
Yes, you can use your scent.
Okay, I go.
You detect one animal within range of you guys. Within that, it's a 60-foot radius, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I still have the stick?
I mean, well, that's kind of up to you guys. But yes, you still have the stick unless somebody wanted to use the spear.
Right, it's an animal. It's okay.
Instead of, yes, you smell one animal within range. Can you identify what it is? Is that part of the power? I'm just wondering.
Oh, let me double check.
I just want to make sure. Because I can tell you what it is, but...
Does it smell big?
It smells very big.
I can discern the number and relative location of living creatures within 60 feet. That's it.
Okay. It's just one, and it is... It's in front of you guys. It's not, like, behind you or anything.
I would also then...
It's not moving.
To use Whisper of the Wild.
Okay.
Which is once per game session, I can ask a single yes or no question of a plant or animal within earshot, and they automatically trust me at least enough to answer the question.
Okay.
Ask it if it likes ice cream.
No, I wanna... Okay. I yell out, hey, do you have tusks?
It hears you, and you get the impression... that it said yes.
Thank you.
You get the impression. You get the impression that you woke it up and it said yes.
All right, I think this is the beast, you guys. It definitely has
as
tusks.
The water is, like,
whatever's ahead
in front of us.
You guys are gonna have to roll for initiative.
Okay. 20 natural. Ooh,
20.
Hey, very good.
Oh hell yeah.
Three.
Okay, Dave.
Tied with the beast. Okay, so either you guys can decide or I can decide.
Do you want to go first?
I'm
rock,
just
rock paper scissors.
Oh no, you know
we should Rochambeau.
Okay, wait.
I imagine Rochambeau? Our characters are doing this.
Okay.
So ready? Rock paper scissors shoot. Rock paper scissors shoot. Rock paper scissors shoot. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Jane goes first. You guys. See the mist in the swamp starts to part, and about 60 feet away from you, at the edge of where Dave was able to sense, you see a giant radioactive boar.
Oh, no.
It is the size of an elephant.
Okay.
And with giant tusks.
Does it have, like, a cute little piggy nose?
Not really.
No.
I mean, it has a nose.
No part
a pig
of it
nose.
Is very cute.
It's not very cute, though. And you can see little bits of glowing radioactivity just kind of interspersed. Almost looks like stripes.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So, the hands are psyched.
Now we know.
Yeah. We're learning.
Just taking photos.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to do first.
Okay. Yeah, to Jane.
Oh, great. So the hands are going to whoosh up and do their little camera hand motion thing mm-hmm. in a circle around the boar.
Mm-hmm.
Can I manage that?
Yeah, that's around? A motion. That's a move, so that's a free action.
Okay, cool.
You can do an attack and a move in the same.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, like, do a full circle around the boar first, mm-hmm. getting as many pictures as we can from as many angles as possible. This is great. It's going to be a very thorough Wikipedia article.
Yes.
And then I'm going to end by, like, taking a picture right in its face, click, and then I'm going to switch to gun mode.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a 14. I'm going to do a rifle attack this time.
Okay, yeah, well, you hit it.
Great. Six. Okay. I tried. I was very distracted by my Wikipedia article. I'm drafting it in my little AI brain as we speak.
Okay, to Bambi.
Oh, okay, so, I mean, I'm assuming it now knows we're here and is probably kind of pissed off. So is it on, like, a little island in the marsh and then there's the water between us?
No, there's no water between. There's enough, the water's not very deep where you guys are.
Oh, okay.
Footing's not terrible, but it's just kind of squishy.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hop in a little bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to heat myself up and get that water boiling in an effort to create, like, really hot steam that will burn the boar.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and roll for that.
11 plus, would that be... Entropy. Entropy. Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're messing with the molecules of everything. So, yeah, 14. You get some water boiling, and you get the seam started. He's not close enough for you to use it yet to actually...
But I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Okay, that means it is 2 kg.
I feel
what do you want to try to do?
I feel like befriend it, right?
Okay.
So Werner Herzog is going to launch a charmed attack of friendly dog energy.
Okay.
I'm still holding the stick, but I'm getting more excited, and my little butt is wagging with my tail, and I am looking at this boar, and I am cautious. I am not going to jump into this new friendship just without looking before I am leaping, but I am very excited for friendship, possibly.
Right. Yeah, we're excited for you.
It's a 12 with influence.
17?
17, yeah.
Okay. So it's a successful attack.
Attack of kindness.
Yeah.
Attack of, well, attack of friendship.
Successful influence attack. So, as of right now, it's not hostile to you.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, if somebody attacks it, then it gets it will use its turn to try to shake that off.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, it is not hostile. Dave.
Does the boar have a dick?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a male boar.
I'm going to make an assumption here about its sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use Mimic
mm-hmm.
and turn into a boar, but with lipstick and eye.
and a bow on the head.
And
very Bugs Bunny.
And big eyelashes.
And a rock and set of tits.
Yeah. Huge set of unnatural human tits.
Okay.
And I'm going to go, you!
And bat your eyelashes and do a little butt wiggle.
Okay. I will, because he
is... I have deception.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, because he is not hostile to you guys, I'll give you advantage on what you're trying to deceive, whatever you're trying to accomplish with this deception.
I'm gonna fuck this boar.
Well, no, you're gonna get fucked by the boar. You realize that, right?
That's true.
There's no lady boar on top in this situation.
I feel like
you are getting fucked by.
That's a point. I think the female boar.
She can still obviously still participate and consent to this act, but
cowgirl that other boar.
Reverse cowgirl. Oh my god.
Alright. Dave, go ahead and roll
this is 1d6 for deception. Should I roll for that?
You roll 20 just to, because I want to see how successful you are.
You should have saved your question to ask 14. How flexible is
roll,
your deck?
You have advantage, so roll one more time.
You know, you're right. Why let 14 the plus whatever your physical mechanics is. Of a boar
so
in real life affect my thoughts in this fantasy world?
Or you don't have any points in deception?
Oh, no, sorry, 2 points, so 14.
Okay, so yeah, you got 16. So, this boar is not hostile and is very attracted to Dave Boar.
With a pair of tits like that,
I know.
Yep.
All right, boar is going to try to resist your influence. Oh, Jesus. Boar's pretty happy right now.
Boar's like, sup.
Yeah.
In my little boar hoof, I'm holding a shiv behind my back.
Okay, he's kind of trotting up to you friendly. And that's the boar's turn. So go ahead, Jane, it is to you.
Okay, so the hands are just psyched that they're going to be able to flesh out this Wikipedia article with a mating ritual section. So they're going to take more pictures real quick. Some like artful angles too, because you know we're doing a thorough job.
Tasteful,
that's good.
Yes, tasteful. Like not porny, but but thorough.
Yeah. Cinema verite.
I would think Werner Herzog is into this. He's very much enjoying the craftsmanship that you're showing with your.
You must frame every angle from the point of view of naivete, but also soulful wisdom.
Okay, so the hands are gonna
focus on the butt. Hands, focus on the butt.
The hands are gonna kind of swoosh back and
land on top of Dave Boar's head for like an anchoring point and get some shots there.
Oh,
and
some then... POV.
Yeah. You never know what's going to be useful
some
in a Wikipedia
female Boar POV.
So. amateur POV.
It's for science.
And then,
oh, just got real
my
weird.
God. And then after hands have you know, taken enough
shots,
they're going to grab their guns and shoot at the boar some more.
Okay.
Just cause
go ahead and shoot
the
at the
hands,
boar.
While thorough in their Wikipedia writing, are also task-oriented.
Yeah.
So 17 to hit on
that's
the
a hit.
More than 17. I didn't add 5, but we hit.
Mm-hmm.
So 1, 12 on the first hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then another 10.
The boar is going to get a chance to try to shake the illusion because it was attacked. Jesus. No, he doesn't
fucking
succeed.
Boar is too horny to like understand what's going on.
Yeah. Go ahead, KG. It is to you.
Verna, you know what they say, dog. Love is pain?
Verna Herzdog finds himself strangely attracted to the female boar hallucination, but in a way that is strange because I am a dog and you are a giant fake radioactive boar who is actually a baby inside of a robot. So I am very confused in my sexuality, and I have resolved the one solution to this complicated issue is to hump one of the big lady boar's legs. Because it feels more polite than doing anything else. By approaching the leg, it is a more clandestine sort of operation.
Okay. Let me roll for the boar to see. Because, I mean, he's going to get
but
a chance
here is
to be
the
angry
thing
at
is, the... Well, here's the thing. Is this is something that now my Herzog brain is thinking, well, this could perhaps instigate some sort of romantic jealousy where the other boar is now more attracted to the female boar by virtue of seeing that there are other fish in the sea for this giant female boar with huge tits.
And the eyelashes.
And big eyelashes going, yo-ho, yo-ho, Mr. Male Boar, and shaking its hips. But this is also causing me, the dog, to want to hump its leg.
The male boar is very jealous.
Okay.
Ooh.
Do I roll to see how good I am humping? I rolled a 15.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna fucking grab the spear because Werner Herzog,
too distracted
Herzog is
by
not paying attention anymore to
idea.
The stick. I'm gonna grab the spear and stab the boar. 20! Oh. Natural 20! Fuck yes! Yes!
Ooh. All right, so that spear is 2d10.
Two of these?
Yeah, roll.
5. 9.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I stabbed a horny boar while a dog was humping another boar's legs that's mounted it. Were they on top of each other?
No, I don't think. The male boar wasn't quite to...
He didn't get there.
Dave, yeah.
He's sauntering over.
Yeah. Okay.
There's just a dog humping.
The boar, the giant boar is very mad and is no longer under the illusion of the friendliness or the lady boar. But he's close enough to you... to strike at it at this point.
Me?
I mean, to
we're all
kind
of close to each other.
Okay.
I'm very close.
Abs and Cookie are going to do their attacks.
Oh yeah, I forgot they were here.
Yep. They have like... witnessed all of this.
They're just like, who are these people?
I feel like they were so shocked that they stood back.
Yeah, they were like, I don't even know...
Okay, let me just see. What...
Yeah, just like, they got it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Unorthodox, but effective.
All right.
Okay, so that's 10. All right, Abs misses with his attack, but Cookie is going to bite at this giant boar. Oof,
oh,
Cookie
no.
missed. Right.
Should have just stayed on the sidelines, fuck.
Yeah.
Cookie, no.
Baggy. All right, it is to Dave.
So I can tell the boar is broken out of the spell.
Yes. He is. He looks pretty pissed. You're still in your form.
Yeah.
So he's like more confused than anything else at you.
And I'm still humping your leg.
But he's pretty mad.
As long as you're still allowing me to hump your leg, that is definitely still happening.
Right. I feel like I should use my boarness to my advantage. Sure. Now. So I'm trying to think of how I can turn into Ryan Lombardi as a boar.
I mean, tiny he would baby just come out of the out
nose
of
the or the face at some point, right?
Yeah, but yeah, that would be a downgrade. All right, I guess I'm going to charge at the boar with my boarness and be like, fuck you, boar!
Okay.
And I'm gonna tusk the shit out of him.
Okay.
Right in his dick.
Okay.
Can I roll to see if I can still cling to its leg as it's charging?
Please roll for that.
I rolled a 14.
So you're doing a pretty good job of humping and keeping up.
I like to imagine that the boar is so big that you're humping like the upper leg, so you're not even dealing with the bottom leg. You're just like just attached like a koala.
All right, so go ahead and roll for your charge. You get plus 6 on that, though, so you hit.
Nice, because I'm a boar.
I'm using the boar.
Yeah, I did mimic, so I have the boar's stats.
Yeah. All right, let me see. The giant male boar is knocked down.
Fuck that boar.
He starts shaking for a second. And then a giant burst of radiation explodes out of him in a concussive wave. So you all need to try to make a dexterity saving throw.
11?
Mm-hmm.
21.
Actually, technically it's 24.
15.
Okay. So everybody except for KG. Let me see what the damage is. Oh,
that's fitting. You were busy.
I'm just going to get tossed off of the leg.
Okay, so KG, you take 8 damage, and then the rest of you take 4.
Me, who is made of radiation?
That should help. Yeah, it's a concussive wave.
Well, wouldn't it be like... Oh, okay.
So it's like getting hit.
Well, we're made of meat, but if we're hit by meat...
That's fair.
Yeah, so it's back to Jane first, right?
Okay, so we're going to need to check in with the hands, because last time the camera was on the hands, they were anchoring themselves to Dave's boar head,
right,
which then attacked the radioactive boar's dick. So where are the hands, guys?
I would say the boar's face is long enough that it can get under the other boar. And so, like, this part of its head is probably next to its stomach at this
okay,
point.
So we're going to shoot up.
Okay.
Cool.
Into its dick?
Sure.
Or the stomach, doesn't
no,
matter.
No, I was asking. Yeah, I was...
I'm going to take a quick picture just for Wikipedia purposes.
And then... What is the dick of the wild radioactive boar look like?
The world will now
is
know.
Is it a corkscrew a duck?
Dave knocked down the boar, so he's actually laying... And then
we're
going to shoot sideways.
Explodes at the deck. Yeah.
Imagine, just this whole fight going on and these camera flashes every now and then. Just going off.
So, two-gun assault at the underside of the boar. Mm-hmm. First one misses badly. We'll say that was lefty.
Yeah.
Or maybe it wasn't lefty.
Oh, no.
But you know what? I got a good picture.
Yeah, you're too focused getting that evidence.
It is to Bambi, if I recall the order.
Yeah, so I still have this spear, and I'm going to do the surprise.
You boiled up that steam, too, so.
Yeah, I'm a little... I don't exactly know how to utilize it yet, but there's still hot steam everywhere. So I'm going to just, since I have the spear, and since I'm right next to him... I'm going to do the surprise dagger focus attack again.
I think because you don't have surprise anymore, but you can do the flanking attack.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm.
What's the advantage on that one, Jeff?
2.
2, okay.
So,
it's 2 plus your agility.
Which would be 7. Mm-hmm. Do I roll this, yeah?
Yep.
11.
Okay, so you hit. Yep.
8. 7.
Nice.
So 15.
All right, it is to Werner Herzog.
All right, so...
Oh, did I do anything?
Yeah, you did 15 damage.
The summary being, I was once humping the leg of the fake female boar with huge tits, but because of the concussive blow of the radiation, the dog has flown off of the boar and landed somewhere nearby, and this is a little bit painful. And so the Hunter's dog is, I'm very angry now. I'm very angry. So I have resolved I am going to start barking. I'm barking very loud because I'm so angry, but I'm also narrating my bark. So in addition to the dog barking, you also hear Werner Herzog's voice in your head going, bark, I am barking, I am barking. And so yeah, I'm going to attack the male boar because I'm mad, because I thought we were friends, but this is a betrayal. This is a very big betrayal. So I'm going ham on that boar.
Okay.
Going
ham on it. Very good.
Herzog still has the puns, even though he's trapped inside the body of a Saint Bernard.
What are you going to try to do now?
Any of my die. I guess, like, bite him.
Yeah, you can bite him.
Going to try biting him. I also got that necklace made out of blades.
Oh, that's true. That's and a slashing weapon.
Teeth and spiky collar.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to try to bite him. Which one do I roll first?
Roll the 20 for your attack.
So that's 20.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
When a friendship is betrayal, this enrages the Werner Herzog very much.
Okay, so your bite attack, I'm going to say, is probably... Because we upgraded everybody's attacks. So it's... Let's do 2d6 for your bite.
2d6. Is it
the six square one?
Is the regular die. Yeah.
Okay. Well, 1.
Yeah.
4. 5. 4.
Okay. You lunge forward at the giant beast and you grab
for the crotch.
Everybody really wants to go straight for the
crotch. You went right for the crotch and you completely, you rip out all of its genitals.
I want this to be very clear. I have a large flopping boar dick in my mouth as if it is one of those big silicone toys that you give to the dog, and I am shaking it.
Like a Kong?
Shaking it like with all my might, shaking it around. Bits of flecks of foreskin are falling off of it. The ball sack is just tossed to the side. Woo!
We could try that out. Get you like a nice little. It's
yeah,
a little shoe.
Like a pig ears. Yeah.
Okay. It is to Dave. well, first, I will say Abs and Cookie. It was Abs and Cookie, but they see that you have it handled, and they decide to just kind of stand back.
Well, first thing I do is go, "Oh my god." I guess I try to get it right in the neck.
Yeah, you've got advantage on this one too.
This point, I just want it to be over.
Shiv it.
20.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Roll your 3d6. You're going to kill it. I will let you know that.
Oh, I'm so excited. I had my steam ready.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already going to be dead.
10.
Okay. And I mean, you could roll again if you want to, but it's dead. You stab it right in the throat. And you tear out its throat. It is no more.
Yay!
The giant
Good
radioactive
job,
boar has been defeated.
Yay!
Fuck that boar!
I have blood all over my muscle, and I take my giant penis and I lay it at the feet of a nearby companion and drop it down there and start wagging my tail. I am clearly implying that you should throw the penis for me to retrieve and bring back to you.
Who's going to throw the penis?
I'll throw the penis.
Right.
Get it. Go get it.
Oh, is that a penis? I am wanting to go and get it. I'm going to go after it now and bring it back to you. This will continue for as long as you allow it.
All right. So you guys do that. While you guys are doing that.
While we're playing fetch. She's playing fetch with me.
Abs is skinning the boar, the giant radioactive boar. And
can we cook it in the meat in the steam?
Since I've had this marsh steaming for the last half an hour.
You can make ham or pork chops, whatever you want to do.
I would like some bacon.
Okay. He's taking the
skin off.
So we're butchered it. So... Yeah. y'all want some food?
I would like to take a picture of the food mm-hmm. for my Wikipedia article.
That
because,
it is edible.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Are
yeah.
you going to Instagram those pictures? Do we have Instagrams?
I'm not even 100% sure we have Wikipedia. It's just that the hands are, like, their AI
yeah.
has Wikipedia. But who knows if y'all know
yeah, you could probably Instagram what I'm doing. Them, or whatever future Instagram is.
Instagram.
So essentially, put some of the meat in the steam, and then I light a fire and I smoke the penis so that she has a little raw leg,
like,
so that Werner Herzog.
I would like some penis bacon strips.
Okay, we cut a little bacon. I don't know if I have to roll for this. No, do I roll to guys, steam all the boar meat?
You can roll to see how good the cooking is, but
guys, hopefully I don't fuck it up, guys. 13.
Hey, it's good cooking.
Okay, good. Yay.
Everybody really enjoys it. And
I remain the boar while I eat the other boar.
It's good.
And so Abs fills up, basically makes a little bag so that he can take as much of the meat back with him as he can. And when you guys return to the city, they have a feast in your honor. And they make you some armor, basically in the style that you saw everybody else's, which gives you another plus one to your guard.
Guard.
Yeah. So you all got your armor upgraded a little bit with this giant boar leather. And yes, the local leader thanks you.
Make sure to leave a small area in my rear end and the armor so that I may use the restroom.
They make sure that they do that for
is,
you.
Yeah. Yes.
Leave a butt flat.
If there are booties, I will lift one paw in the air very high and shake it before taking every step because I am not used to this sensation.
I'd say that they give you the booties. They give you two of them for your front paws.
I am shaking my paws with every step, not because I find it unpleasant, but because I find it very befuddling.
And they also make you, like, kind of a little raincoat-looking thing of armor.
You got, like, a backpack and a raincoat!
That is permanently decorated in the style of the ones that the hyenas had and stuff. So you have nice little local Harar armor.
I feel fancy.
Like after a dog gets groomed when they put a little kerchief on it. And it just
I have a little bounce in my step.
All right, and so you guys return, and Abs actually goes back with you as an emissary to the chimps. But when you return to see the chimps, the village of chimps, very panicked. Everybody's running around, and you notice...
Is my penis-eating reputation preceding me?
Yes, you are the best penis eater.
You're the goodest boy and the best penis best eater. Boy.
I'm best at eating penis.
But you return to there's some of the huts are smoking, and there's a bunch of destroyed robots at the village too. So
do we recognize the destroyed robots?
You recognize some of the destroyed robots.
They were my friends.
As the ones that were in Doc Garby's factory.
They threw the sticks. Oh, no, they weren't the ones that threw the sticks.
No, they weren't the ones. But yeah, they're the signature ones the black ones that he had guiding you to his factory in the first place. And so the chimps kind of run up to you in a panic and they tell you exactly what happened. They say that they came in the night. There was a huge patrol. There was about like a whole 30 robots.
That's came. Too many robots.
Yeah. Mm. 30 robots came. They fought off. They destroyed a bunch of them, but they also... The ones that were remaining managed to get information on how many... They looked like they were there for a scouting mission, but the ones that they got into combat with basically were distracting the other ones so they could scan and see exactly what was going... how large the village is. So that's all you know. And the chimps don't know what to do. They have not asked you to do anything about it yet because I think we're out of time for today.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's probably a good place to stop.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Doc Garby has struck back at you guys.
Though. Oh,
motherfucker.
No.
We're going to kill him.
We're going to fucking kill him.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn into a lady version of him.
With rockin' tits. Yeah.
You're still the boar.
I am right now, and I'm just like, oh, no.
Yeah, like everybody, like the chimps come out of their village, and they're just like, wait, who?
Who is this ingenue with the big tits?
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. Follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.